tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's July 31st, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Here at Quick Charge, we have a long history of opening every day's news stories with the latest from Tesla, and today is different. Rivian tops the most satisfying U.S. auto brands, but it doesn't count. Now, this is a story that's a couple of days old by the time that you're watching this, almost a week old, in fact, and I can't believe I missed it. What it basically says is that Rivian is the most satisfying U.S. auto brand according to the 2024 J.D. Power Automotive Performance Execution and Layout Study. They call that the Appeal Study. But despite the fact that it had the highest score, it wasn't ever officially ranked because it didn't meet a number of J.D. Power's official marketing criteria. It's easy to understand why Rivian has such a strong following. They build a lot more than just electric-powered cars. Rivian's adventure vehicles are designed to tackle on- and off-road adventures while contributing to a cleaner future. The last thing you want to do when traveling to a campsite, national park, beach, etc., is show up with a loud, air-polluting gas vehicle. Myself, I love going to lakes, going to Lake Michigan. When I was in Florida, I used to love going to the beach and the ocean, and seeing that rainbow-colored oil slick floating on top of the water is always the worst part of it. Rivian's fully electric R1T pickup plows through 3 feet of water, can climb 100% grade, and accelerate like a sports car, all with zero tailpipe emissions. The electric pickup also gets 420 miles of range to not only get you to your next adventure, but back with enough charge to spare, and it should be noted, does so without a giant battery taking up a third of the cargo bed. The R1S does much of the same. It gets up to 410 miles of range with three-row seating and has enough room to pack the whole family and luggage. And like Tesla in its early days, Rivian is building a true community with drivers. The EV maker holds company events like Friends and Family Day and various meetups across the U.S. Now, if you look at the actual scoring, Rivian, Tesla, Polestar, they don't meet all of the criteria that J.D. Power requires, somewhat controversially, in order to be eligible for a J.D. Power award. That said, if you look at the scores, Rivian has a higher score than Porsche, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Lincoln, Genesis, Cadillac, Alfa Romeo, Lexus, which has been this like reliability J.D. Power stalwart forever, Infiniti, Volvo, Acura, Audi. I absolutely believe it. Rivian has made itself kind of a darling in the industry and outside of it because of its intuitive software. That's kind of the reason that Volkswagen is plowing so many billions of dollars into it. And that is incredibly important because so many of these reported problems that you see in new vehicles aren't problems at all. Most of them are dealing with features, having customers understand features, connectivity issues that were not fully explained, things like that, which again, it's hard to really quantify when you look at a product like Volvo or Mercedes-Benz or Volkswagen that has kind of a confused mess of buttons and screens. When they report a problem, is that a real problem? Is that a malfunction? Or is that something that is a user error that they're trying to do something that wasn't explained to them properly and they're now reporting it as a problem? It's hard to know, but regardless of that, a high-tech model like the Rivian R1T and R1S coming out on top, that certainly speaks volumes. And in fairness to Tesla, you guys know I love to pick on Elon. In fairness to Tesla, they had an incredibly high score too. And they're like the most tech forward car that you can buy. So clearly the all EV brands are doing the right thing by developing their own software, developing a platform that is specific to EVs and taking advantage of that freedom to deliver a product that is intuitive enough for customers to use. And obviously good enough for them to love. And as I'm talking about brands that people love, we're talking about Rivian and Tesla. Rivian's legal battle with Tesla just got significantly more interesting because Rivian's request to dismiss Tesla's lawsuit was denied by a California state judge last Tuesday, paving the way for trial. Now, why are we having these conversations about Rivian that are a week old? That's because as I was putting together this story, I realized that there's been a lot of little news tidbits about Rivian in the last couple of days, and they just haven't made it onto the show. There's always been a 1.8 million unit Tesla recall, effectively recalling every vehicle they've made since 2021. There's been like a world's first 260-ton autonomous truck. There's been all kinds of stuff kind of happening that's been bigger, stronger, more clickbaity stories, for lack of a better word. And a lot of this really interesting Rivian stuff has kind of gone under the radar. So as I'm telling this story about Rivian and their excellent score with J.D. Power, and it naturally leads to a comparison with Tesla, the fact that these two are going at it over IP, intellectual property, kind of trade secrets and patent law, if you will, this is really interesting because there's a case to be made, and obviously Tesla's trying to make that case, that the reason Rivian is so good is because it stole all of Tesla's ideas. Tesla's lawsuit states that it had discovered a disturbing pattern of former workers departing for Rivian, adding that these employees are surreptitiously stealing Tesla trade secret, confidential, and proprietary information. According to the lawsuit, Rivian had encouraged, quote, those thefts, even though Rivian is well aware of Tesla employees' confidentiality obligations. Rivian has denied the claims, saying Tesla is trying to crush the competition. Although Rivian investigated the allegations and took corrective measures, its efforts may not be enough. Santa Clara County Superior Court Judge Theodore Zahner denied Rivian's request to dismiss the lawsuit on Tuesday. Quote, Tesla's evidence establishes that some Rivian employees were less thoroughly investigated and not disciplined, the judge wrote. According to the tentative ruling, the evidence is enough to warrant a trial. This is, again, super interesting because Elon is very famous for saying that patents are bad, trade secrets shouldn't apply to anybody, all they do is hold back innovation, here are all of my patents and technology, and all we care about is getting people off of fossil fuels. Well, that all seems to be well and good, except now he's got real competition, and all of a sudden, that tune changes. So, you know, again, I don't think that's picking on Elon unfairly. I think that just goes to show that he is a raving hypocrite. And man, if you're following at all the drama going on X right now with him flipping out over people being called weird because they love Trump, gold, just absolute solid gold. And there are, of course, the just armies of weird nerds running to defend him. So that's fun. This is also fun if you're an Elon watcher. It'll be interesting to see how he gets out of that. And obviously, Rivian's lawyers are going to be smart enough to bring those videos and bring those clips of Elon saying that patents don't do anything but hold people back and there shouldn't even be patents if there does seem to be something substantial here. So that's going to be really amusing. I can't wait to see what happens there. But since the lawsuit was announced, Rivian has also announced plans to adopt Tesla's supercharger connector. CEO RJ Scaringe has praised Tesla's supercharging network, saying that Rivian strives for similar uptime and reliability. A few Rivian owners have already received adapters after shipments begin in April. That's going to be interesting to see, because one thing we do know is that Elon is very quick to change his mind on things. So he's allowing Rivian into the supercharger network. He's allowing Hyundai on, Ford on, all of these different automakers. They're all investing millions of dollars switching to the Tesla standard. They've put all of their customers on hold, effectively doing an Osborne 2, which is effectively where customers wait for the newer model with the new features, and sales of the current model just plummet, and then the company doesn't have enough money to make it to that next phase. And that seems to be the game that Elon is playing, and playing very, very well, by effectively bringing every automaker into the North American charging standard and then firing all of the supercharger staff and refusing to build out any more network, right? If you're an Elon watcher, what a time to be alive. Now, back to Rivian. After shutting down its Normal, Illinois manufacturing plant in April for upgrades, Rivian expects momentum to pick up in the second half of the year. Rivian delivered 13,790 vehicles in Q2, about the same as the first 3 months of 2024 amid the shutdown. And since we're talking about Rivian and the focus of today's show is Rivian, we should talk about the fact that those sales should continue to grow and continue to grow in a big way. Rivian's smaller SUV, the R2 five-passenger two-row vehicle, pre-orders for that vehicle are well over 100,000 units and climbing. Now, this is not 2020, 2021. We are not living in the age of EVs having a 1 or 2 year wait list and people putting in multiple deposits and multiple orders and just kind of waiting to see which one shows up first. This is a new era. So these 100,000 pre-orders very well may be real. And it'll be interesting to see 2 years down the road whether or not these numbers correlate to sales in the same way that Tesla's 2 million reservations for Cybertruck correlate to sales. Peter Johnson writes, anticipation is building for Rivian's more affordable R2 electric SUV. According to the company, R2 pre-orders are well over 100,000 as buyers line up to get some of the first next-gen Rivian EVs. The R2 will start at $45,000 at nearly half the cost of Rivian's current R1S and R1T models, which cost $74,000 and $69,000 respectively. Rivian's R1 models helped establish the brand as a premium EV maker. The R2 is expected to expand its market and attract new buyers with a lower price tag. In terms of size, the R2 is comparable to Tesla's Model Y, although with a more upright rear hatch, more conventional style and handling should appeal to people who are coming from Ford Explorers, Jeep Cherokees, Toyota Highlanders, etc. And like Tesla's top-selling Model Y, Rivian expects the R2 to attract new buyers, especially in overseas markets. And as Rivian continues to attract new buyers, that deal that it has with Volkswagen is going to help them continue to grow and expand their marketing efforts. This is a deal that Volkswagen put forward, investing billions of dollars in Rivian to build a new architecture so Volkswagen's vehicles would be able to utilize Rivian's award-winning software and interface and control systems. But these deals require approval from governments, especially in the EU, where anti-competitive practices are really frowned upon. If you're an old timer, you remember Netscape, you remember Microsoft bundling certain browsers with Windows in the EU and having to pay hefty fines. This is kind of the same thing. They want to make sure that Rivian and Volkswagen coming together will not form a monopoly. Well, the good news is, with no serious competition problems to worry about, the German Federal Cartel Office approved Rivian and VW partnership on Monday. It's been over a month since Rivian and VW announced that landmark alliance, and the new partnership will see Rivian's software expertise put to good use in Volkswagen's latest lineup of EVs. Volkswagen's going to invest $5 billion, $3 billion of which will go to Rivian, and $2 billion into a new joint venture. However, these investments are based on meeting, quote, certain milestones. Andreas Mund, president of the Bundeskart... No. Okay, guys, we're going to try this together, right? German, let's go. President of the Bundeskartellamt explained that Rivian and Volkswagen JV is not expected to significantly impede effective competition. In a statement released Monday, the agency added, quote, there will continue to be a sufficient range of services available to car manufacturers to build EE architectures. On news that the VW deal was going through, Rivian stock surged, citing a credible path for the EV maker to break even and eventually gross a profit. On Tuesday, Guggenheim analyst Ronald Jusikow initiated a buy rating for Rivian stock, setting an $18 price target. In a note to investors, Jusikow said, we see a credible path to break even gross margins in Q4 of 2024. During a factory visit this week, Rivian told Reuters that upgrades earlier this year had resulted in a 35% material cost reduction for its vans. The latest upgrades have savings of, quote, a similar magnitude for its R1S and R1T models. Rivian says it's cut 100 steps from the battery making process, 52 pieces of equipment from the body shop, and over 500 parts from the van's design. And those vans are really taking off. Obviously, the number one customer there is Amazon, and Amazon recently reached an EV milestone. Now, in fairness, this article and my research for it is what pushed me to do this entire show effectively about Rivian. But it's worth noting that Amazon has put more than 15,000 electric delivery vans into service, and 10,000 of those are built by Rivian. Now, it's also critically important to realize that when Amazon founded the Climate Pledge in 2019, it announced plans to put 100,000 electric vans on the road by 2040. It's only been 5 years, and they've already got 15,000. And more than that, Amazon now plans to fully electrify its 100,000 delivery van fleet fully by 2030. That is 10 years ahead of the original plan. Quote, our 2024 sustainability report underscores our unwavering commitment to achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2040. That's from Andy Jassy, CEO of Amazon. Electric vehicles play a pivotal role in our strategy. I couldn't be happier with all of this. That was a long way to go to plug my new van article. I hope you go check that out and read all about it. especially the news about Amazon rolling out electric Volvo VNR trucks at their drayage sites in California, soon to be in New York and Texas as well. There's so much exciting electric vehicle stuff happening. Rivian's at the forefront. I'll do my best to include them in future episodes. And if you're a Rivian fan, hey, like and subscribe. There's going to be more to come.